this gospel, this story, the Holy Spirit made sure that it came down to us and was part of the canonical text. It interrupts the Gospel of John where it is. And in some manuscripts, it's found in Luke 19. But the story, this event, the Holy Spirit wanted to be sure was kept in the canonical text to be read by Christians until the end of time. And it's a story of mercy. A story of mercy. John Paul II says very beautifully, you know, pity looks to the need. Mercy looks to the person. So Jesus looked at this person and saw all they were doing. Actually, they were just using this poor woman to get at him. Because, you see, yes, in the law it still said that people, women, should be stoned to death. But there was a more lenient opinion that was also beginning to be promulgated among the lawyers, among the Pharisees and the scribes. So they thought they had him on the horns of a dilemma. If he said, yes, she should be stoned, they would say, well, here's this man preaching the mercy of God and the love of the Father, and he's taken the hard line and wants this woman stoned. If he said, no, she should not be stoned, here is this man disobeying the law, not doing what Moses told us to do, and so forth. And this woman was just a pawn in the process. They didn't care anything about her. They were glad they had a trap for him. That's all they were thinking about regarding her. So, you know the story. He bent over and started writing. Exegetes have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what he was writing. But, of course, we don't know. There are texts in Scripture he could have been writing out, and they would have, all the experts would have recognized what he was getting at. But they kept at it. So finally, he just said, let the one among you with no sin throw the first stone. Then they all left. And there was Jesus left with this woman. As St. Augustine said, there was mercy left with misery. And he asked her one question. Then neither do I condemn you. Go and don't sin anymore. He looked to the person, to the need of that person. And that's mercy. We can learn a lot from this, regarding our own relationships, regarding the way we judge and condemn one another in our heart, if not out loud. And we could take this gospel today and let its power really work in our lives.